of Pledge Central here at Wisconsin Public Radio, and it could be the sound of you calling to support old-time radio drama this Saturday night. I'm Norman Gilliland here with, oh my gosh, held over by popular demand is Gene Purcell.
Actually, I'm tied in the chair. They won't let me go.
If we look closely, that's right, you are secure. We hope that old-time radio drama is secure. We think it is because our reports from the field tell us that it's more popular than ever, of course, now Saturday as well as Sunday nights, and we'll be hearing from Father Knows Best very shortly. We'll hope to hear a phone ring back there in Pledge Central at 1-800-383-9772, or maybe a little glow on the web at WPR.org that lets us know we're off to a good start in support of old-time radio drama on a Saturday night. You hear them just kind of idle talk back there in Pledge Central. That cannot be. We need to hear the phone ring. And you know, the neat thing is, if you call in a pledge, people all around the world will hear it because they're listening online who knows where these days. We know we have listeners out in the Rockies and out in Hawaii and down in Texas and, of course, a lot of them in Wisconsin. And I suspect there are even some out there in other countries listening tonight.
I suspect
they'll
hear
your call.
And you can call 800-383-9772. Old Time Radio, it's new home on Saturday night, Saturday and Sunday, I should point out, because it never left its old home. It just sort
of a bigger home.
Expanded. And we've got some action in the studio, as you can hear.
That's right.
That's because Norman just saw the $3,000 goal we're looking at here.
Ooh, for this hour.
For this hour, $3,000.
Well,
800-383-9772.
Made the goal the last hour.
We made the goal with change last hour. And so thanks to everyone who called.
Should be able to do it this hour, too, given the following for old-time radio. It's better than ever, the stuff that we're hearing. And I hope that you'll call just this one time in the year and support old-time radio drama so we can hear the phones ring back there in Pledge Central. We will be going to Father Knows Best quite shortly here, but you still have time to get that pledge in, ring the phone, and support old-time radio drama. Pick the amount. The typical amount is probably about $100, something like that. And so if that gives you an idea, pledge $100, but if you go $120, you do get that member card that I'll bet Gene has been telling you about for the past hour.
I have been, and I'll tell you a little more. It's the member benefit card. It gets you two-for-one entrees at over 250 restaurants around Wisconsin, and it's terrific. How's that for the short sell?
That's the short pitch, and that's going to get us into Father Knows Best. And we're still waiting for that first call, though we have a ways to go, but we'll tell you how things are at the halfway point in Father Knows Best. This is, I suppose, not necessarily good advice for public radio. The name of the show is It Pays to Borrow. But we'll find out how true that is in this broadcast, starring, of course, Mr. Robert Young, who starred us as Jim Anderson every week on radio and then later on television, too. Tonight trying to keep the children from borrowing and lending so much, and so I think he's using a little reverse psychology here. In a broadcast from April 5th, 1951, thanks for your call or your web pledge to 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. It really does matter.
Mother, is Maxwell House the best coffee in the whole world?
Well, your father says so, and your father knows best.
Yes, it's Father Knows Best, transcribed in Hollywood, starring Robert Young as father. A half-hour visit with your neighbors, the Andersons. Brought to you by Maxwell House, the coffee that's bought and enjoyed by more people than any other brand of coffee at any price. Maxwell House, always good. To the last drop. Some 300 years ago, it was said in Rochester by an earl of the same name, "'Tis a very good world that we live in, to lend or to spend or to give in, but to beg or to borrow or get a man's own, fact is the very worst world that ever was known. Well, 300 years haven't changed us much, and Rochester or Springfield, borrowing is still a popular pastime with a large portion of our citizenry. Not our old friend Jim Anderson, however. He is definitely opposed to borrowing, and he comes right out and says so in a few thousand well-chosen words, like this.
The Phillips have a waffle iron. Why did they have to borrow ours?
Because Helen had a bridge luncheon, and she served waffles, and she wanted to make more than one at a time.
Helen, that lame brain.
Jim, please.
Well, there isn't anybody here, and if I can't...
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, dear. Jim, I've told you so many times...
She didn't hear me.
Morning, Daddy.
Good morning, Kathy.
Drink your orange juice, dear. We'll have some nice hot waffles as soon as Bud gets back with the waffle iron.
Okay. Daddy...
Yes, kitten?
Who's a lame brain?
Uh-huh.
Well, we were just, May I have some coffee, Margaret?
Of course, dear. In which pocket would you like it?
Just let me have a cup of coffee, please.
All right. There you are.
Thank you.
Daddy?
Yes, dear?
You still didn't tell me.
Well, I was just... What time is it?
8:30.
8:30? Say, you'd better hurry up, Kathy. You'll be late for school.
On Saturday?
Oh, that's right. It is Saturday, isn't it?
Don't you want to tell me?
Tell you what, kitten?
I don't remember.
Well, then it couldn't have been very important, could it?
She wanted to know who was a lame brain. Well, that's what it was.
Betty, why can't you ever learn...
Good morning, Mother.
Good morning, dear.
Hi, Father. Isn't this a beautiful day?
It might have been.
What? Now will you tell me?
Tell you what?
Who was a lame brain?
I didn't say anybody was a lame brain. I said that Hector Smith fell down the stairs and got a bad sprain. That's what I said, wasn't it, Margaret?
I wonder what can be keeping Bud. I told him to come right back.
You see, that's what I said. He sprained his back.
He did? Why, Father, I was right there in the hall talking to Janie on the phone, and you said that...
Nobody asked you what I said.
But...
And why is it you have to grab the phone the second you get out of bed?
Jim, you told her to call Janie.
I did? When?
Last night.
Well, what did she have to say?
She said she loaned it to Grace Russell.
She loaned what to Grace Russell?
My bracelet. That's what you told me to call her about.
Oh. Well, what right does she have to lend your things to other people?
She said she didn't think I'd mind, and she had to borrow Grace's class pin for the Easter prom.
Doesn't Janie have a class pin?
Well, sure, but she loaned it to me in exchange for my bracelet.
I don't know.
It's perfectly simple, Father.
You know, when I was a boy, people didn't borrow things that belonged to other people. If they didn't have a class pin, they went without one.
But, Father, I gave Janie...
It isn't a question of what you gave or what you got. You have no right to parade around in things that don't belong to you. What if you lose Janie's pin?
I'll get her another one.
And what if Grace loses your bracelet?
She can't.
Why not?
She loaned it to Marion Swift. Mommy, I'm hungry.
Just a minute, dear. Betty, your father's right. Why don't you and Janie get together with the other girls and straighten everything out?
And from now on, wear only the things that belong to you.
But, Father, how dull.
Oh, that's the silliest thing I've ever heard.
I got the waffle iron.
Hooray! We eat!
And it's about time.
I couldn't help it, Dad. Joe Phillips didn't want to let me take it.
He what?
He said he was going to hold it for security until I gave him back his algebra book.
Margaret, what's gotten into this family?
I haven't got his algebra book, Dad. I gave it back to him.
Let me have the waffle iron, dear. We can talk about it. What happened to the cord?
The cord?
But a waffle iron's no good without a cord. Where is it?
Joel's holding it for security.
You know, when I get up in the morning, the sun is shining and the birds are singing.
Jim, there's no need to be melodramatic. There's another cord in the basement.
Want me to get it, Dad?
No, you stay where you are. You're liable to borrow somebody's eye teeth on the way down.
What would I do that for?
Jim.
I'll get it myself.
It's on the shelf at the foot of the stairs, dear.
I know where it is.
I couldn't help it, Mom. I told him we needed it.
Aren't we ever
bracelets and algebra books. Anybody'd think we never bought anything. They ought to see the bills that come into this place. Spend money like a bunch of drunken sailors. Kathy!
You want me, Daddy?
Whose bicycle is this?
What?
I said, whose bicycle? Come to the top of the stairs.
Okay.
Spent half my life shouting and the other half looking for things. Get this place so cluttered up with junk.
I'm here, Daddy.
Whose bicycle is this? And how did the handlebar get broken?
I didn't know there was any... Oh, that bicycle.
Whose is it?
Patty Davis's.
How did it get down here?
I don't know.
I suppose it walked in all by itself and broke its own handlebar.
It did?
Kathy, I'm trying very hard to be patient. Did you borrow Patty's bicycle?
Well, I borrowed it, but I didn't put it down here.
What's the matter with your bicycle?
It's got a flat tire.
So you borrowed Patty's, broke the handlebar, and hid it down here?
No, I didn't, Daddy. Maybe it fell in the window and broke itself.
And then picked itself up and leaned against the wall.
Maybe it bounced up.
Kathleen, I will not stand for any more of your wild stories. How did this bicycle get down in the basement?
I don't know.
Jim?
Margaret, I'm trying to find the cord.
I just remembered, dear. I loaned it to Lucille Hathaway.
Oh, fine. All right, Kathy, go upstairs.
Gee whiz.
Margaret, Patty Davis's bicycle is down there with a broken handlebar, and Kathy says she doesn't know anything about it.
Well, I don't.
If she says she doesn't, Jim, then she doesn't.
But she borrowed it. She admits that.
I borrowed it, but I didn't put it down in the basement.
Jim, I'm sure if you speak to Ed...
I'm going to speak to the children first. They've gotten into a very bad habit, and I'm going to stop it before it goes any further.
Well, can't you wait until after breakfast?
What breakfast?
Oh, well, how about a nice omelet? That won't take long.
Fine. And in the meantime, I'll talk to the children.
I'd just as soon wait until after breakfast.
I'll bet you would. Betty? Bud?
Want me to run down to Mrs. Hathaway's, Mom?
No, dear. We're going to have an omelet.
And a little talk.
Father, I don't know why you have to get so upset. Nobody else minds.
I don't care about anybody else.
But everybody borrows. Look at England.
You look at England.
My economics teacher said the whole system of world enterprise...
Never mind about world enterprise. We're starting a new system. From now on, nobody in this family borrows or lends anything. Is that clear? Bud?
Yes, Dad?
I want you to go into the den and take every book out of the bookcase.
You mean now?
Now. You're going to find Joe's algebra book before you do anything else.
You mean I can't even eat breakfast?
We'll call you when breakfast is ready. Now go ahead.
Holy cow.
Betty?
Yes, Father?
Get Janie on the phone and tell her what I said. You'll get that whole mess straightened out.
But, Father...
Or maybe you'd rather go without dates for the next month.
Jumping creepers. Always fuss about one little
thing. Kathy?
Yes, Daddy?
I want you to get a piece of paper and a pencil and write, I will not borrow or lend 1,000 times.
1,000?
Jim.
1,000. Now go into the living room and get started.
You mean 1,000 by ones?
Dear, that'll take her the entire weekend.
Good. It'll keep her out of trouble.
But I didn't put the bicycle in the basement.
We'll discuss that later. Go ahead, Kathy.
Gee whiz, 1,000 times.
Jim.
Honey, this is a major problem, and we can't cope with it any other way. Borrowing is a very bad habit. You know that.
Of course, dear,
but... Just a second, honey. I'd better see who's at the door.
Bud's right in the den.
I want him to keep looking for that book. I'll get it, Bud.
Okay, Dad.
Have you gotten Janie yet?
Not yet, Father. They're calling her.
Don't forget what I said.
Yes, Father.
Get this family straightened out if it's the last thing I do. Hello, Heck.
Hiya, Jim.
Come on in. What are you doing up so early?
Oh, got some things to do.
Had your breakfast yet?
Oh, sure. Say, Jim, you know that pump sprayer you've been using?
You mean you want it?
Well, you see, I got to set out a whole bunch of tomato plants.
Hello, Janie. Betty.
Let's go into the living room.
Look, Angel.
What for? I got to get those plants put in. If I fool around here all morning,
I've got to tell you something.
I don't want you to tell me anything. Just give me the sprayer and let me go home, huh?
But that's what I want to tell you.
I will not.
I've just gone through a whole thing with my kids about not lending things to...
24...
How are you doing, Kathy?
Daddy, can't I do it by fives?
Just keep writing, and we'll discuss it later.
How's your back, Mr. Smith?
My what?
Your back. Daddy.
Come on into the dining room, Hank.
I don't want to go into the dining room. All I want is the sprayer.
Hector, I'm trying to explain. Will you come into the dining room with me, please?
I don't know. I asked you a perfectly simple little thing,
but it isn't simple, Heck. An hour ago it would have been, but not now. I just finished a big speech about... Bud, what are you doing in the dining room?
I didn't have any place to put the books in the den, so I'm bringing them in here.
Well, take them back into the den.
I haven't found the algebra book yet.
Jim, are you going to give me the sprayer or aren't you?
Heck, let's go out into the kitchen.
No!
But, Heck... Bud, go back to the den.
But I... Good grief.
Jim, if you don't want to give it to me, say so. But stop dragging me all over the house.
I wasn't dragging you, Heck. I'm merely trying to explain...
Are you going to give me the sprayer?
Look, let's go out into the garage.
Just answer yes or no.
When you put it that way, Heck, I've got to say no. You see, I just
okay,
got to...
Okay, if that's the way it's going to be, that's it.
But, Heck...
And just wait until you want to borrow something from me again. That's all. Just wait.
Heck, if you'll only listen to me... Heck! I don't know. I can get into the worst jams.
What is it, dear? Is anything wrong?
Everything's wrong. Hector wanted to borrow the sprayer. I couldn't lend it to him in front of the kids.
Why not?
Margaret, I just got through giving them that long lecture about not borrowing or lending.
I know, dear, but the sprayer belongs to Hector.
Father Knows Best, our first feature. It pays to borrow. That's the name of our episode. We'll get back to it. It comes from April 5th, 1951. Hope you'll get back to us so that we know that old-time radio drama is being supported in the manner to which it is accustomed. And hitherto, old-time radio drama has had great support from those who listen to the show. It's a very simple equation there in that the people who listen to it every now and then nudge it along with a little financial support by calling 1-800-383-9772 or going to the web at wpr.org and making the sound of that phone ring. You are the sound effects person tonight, and you're key in every show for the next hour and 42 minutes when you call 1-800-383-9772. That's the sound we need to hear from you, and really what it is, it's a vote for old-time radio on a Saturday night as we finish up the pledge drive for 0607, that whole fiscal ball of wax. We're hoping to round that out. We don't know if it's going to be. It won't be tonight, probably. Could be tomorrow. Could be Monday. We don't know, but the sooner your pledge comes in, the sooner the whole thing is over and we get back to pleasure as usual. So give us a call, won't you?
800-383-9772. We've got a goal this hour of $3,000, and it's easy to do the math on how far we've got to go because we have $3,000 to go. So
that's
it's simple.
It. That's, yeah, easy.
It's very simple.
But how many calls at the $100 level?
Okay, so you carry the zero. Hold on.
Cancel out the three, and it sounds a lot like 30 to me. Can we get those 30 calls? And if you give 120 and get your member card, the next person can maybe give 80, and it'll all work.
All balance out.
We'll all be happy at 9 o'clock. But we need to hear from you at 1-800-383-9772. If we do, you'll be first, because we have no calls yet, no web pledges. First hour. Saturday night should be a big deal. Should be going like gangbusters.
And like gangbusters. That was very good. And you'll be the start of a trend, because once that first phone rings, things will really start to take off. So be the first and start the trend this hour at 800-383-9772. If you appreciate the new Saturday night old-time radio, and that doesn't mean Sunday is gone, because Sunday is just right where it is. This is sort of, I guess, bonus old-time radio.
Thanks for that call. We just heard one.
We heard one. We'll take it. And thanks for being number one in our book. in everyone's book. 800-383-9772. But Saturday night, it's a new place for Old Time Radio. And I think that things have been going pretty well for it. I have not seen any sort of ratings. Are they?
I'm told, even without asking, that it's doing quite well, that many people have already found Saturday night Old Time Radio.
And I guess I have to say that I'm not surprised, because I can tell you what I was doing a week ago tonight at this very time. Would you like me to?
Yes. Well, yes, Gene, keep us in suspense longer.
Please tell me more. You're so interesting. Well, last night, a week ago tonight, it was a beautiful night in Madison, and we built a little fire, and we took the radio, and we put it out in the dark, and we listened to old-time radio.
I hear you've been wont to do that.
I've been wont to do that, and last week was the first night of 2007 that we were able to do it.
Well, I suppose so. Yeah, that's great.
I made a somewhat futile attempt to do that in February, but it just didn't work
not
out.
Not the same with the mucklucks on, you know, yeah. But in another couple of months, you'll be out there with the fireflies listening to old-time radio.
And
I
don't know what it is about that, but I really enjoy it. And I have to say that I also enjoy it indoors as well. It works in both places. It's a fabulous thing.
With the lights out, you know,
down
and
low.
The glow of the radio.
Mm-hmm. 800-383-9772. If you are a person who has discovered old-time radio on a Saturday night, perhaps you didn't know about it a year ago. If you're a fan of it now, give us a call.
We need to hear from you.
We do indeed. We've got a $3,000 goal.
We've got about 3 calls out of 30 so far, and that's a good start.
It's a very good start, but we can do better.
Who's number 4?
800-383-9772. 9772. It's easy to pay for your pledge, by the way, if you've never done it before. You talk to our volunteers here in Pledge Central. And Pledge Central is a big room in the back of the radio station where we've got volunteers with phones, and they're waiting to take your call. They'll ask you a few questions, your name, your address, and the amount that you would like to pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. And once you make that pledge, you'll be able to pay for it pretty much any way you can think of. If you've got a credit card, you're welcome to use that. We accept all of the major ones, and you can also set up payments with installments. You're also welcome to pay with your personal check. We'll send you a bill, and when you get it, just write your check, drop it in the mail, and you're done. Or you can do what all the cool kids are doing and set up an electronic funds transfer.
That's right, which is a simple thing to do. You don't even have to think about it with that electronic funds transfer is taken out at the amount you specify each month. And we're up to our fourth call now, who will be number 5 out of the 30 that we need. We will be going back to Father Knows Best in a couple of minutes, but you have time to call in and support Old Time Radio on a Saturday night. Pick the amount, whether it's a $5 pledge or a $500 pledge, and we've seen both on these Saturday and Sunday nights.
We have indeed.
Hope you'll do what you can to further the cause. Be caller number 5 out of 30 by calling 1-800-383-9772, or of course, wherever you are, you can go by web at wpr.org, and that will come through too. We're really hoping to hear from you this Saturday night, because Saturday still is kind of a new thing for old time radio. It's still sort of unknown territory. There's number 5. Thank you for that call. And so on to number 6 we go. And we'll hope to have, hoping a lot, that we might get all the way up to 10 by the time we go back to Father Knows Best in a couple of minutes. Hope you'll be with us.
800-383-9772. And you know, Norman, I was thinking a lot of people might be listening, especially those far away, are probably listening on a computer. And I personally like listening on old tube radios.
Yeah, well,
they do have the glow of the radio, as you like to say.
They do.
Now, the problem with computers is they don't have that same sort of magical glow. They've got a different kind of glow.
Yes, they do.
But I found a website, and I can't remember it right now, which basically has pictures of old amplifiers with tubes glowing.
And you can listen to old-time radio
yes,
while looking at the
old. Yes, it's an acceptable substitute.
Tubes glowing. That's next best. That's right. Well, however you're doing it tonight, you can hear us, and that means you can probably get through to us at Web Central back there. Well, it could be Web Central, too. It all comes to the same place. Pledge Central, whether you go to WPR.org or call 1-800-383-9772. Stir up some excitement back there in Pledge Central. on behalf of Old Time Radio this Saturday night, and we will be here for you for the next 51 weeks. Remember, we ask only once a year, just once a year. And so if you're giving whatever it is, your $10 or $20 pledge or your $120 pledge, just once is all you have to do it until a year from now. And that's really, you've done your part.
800-383-9772. Make the pledge for Old Time Radio and all of the programming here on Wisconsin Public Radio. We had a pledge last hour from a first-time contributor, Charles in Sherwood. And I think this person is very much like a lot of our listeners. Appreciates Higher Ground, University of the Air, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and Old Time Radio.
Great.
And that speaks to the breadth of the people who listen.
Caller number six.
There we go.
Just checking in. Good to hear from you. So, you know, if you like it, just do what you can to make sure that it's here for the next year. How about that for a deal?
I think it's a great deal. 800-383-9772. If something is of value to it, I hope you'll take just a few minutes and support it. Wisconsin Public Radio is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And if you think about it, if you think about the amount of time that you spend with Wisconsin Public Radio, and you think about the things you get from it, and on a Saturday night, you get some great entertainment, you get a great chance to relax. Old Time Radio has a value. It's sort of intangible, but it definitely affects your quality of life. And tonight we are asking you to make that tangible. I was going to say make a tangible. you could make one of those too, see how that works
out.
Or
a tangerine, whichever you can pull off. But right now we're talking lettuce, and we hope that you will let us broadcast for the next year.
Very nice.
Just
I caught that.
By providing a little bit of green here for Old Time Radio Drama. And remember, for a $120 pledge, and it's very easy to call in this pledge or web it in. For a $120 pledge, you get the member card, which is the two-for-one dining all around the state at more than 250 restaurants, and also two-for-one concerts and admissions to various happenings. So that is a great deal for $120, and it's only 10 bucks a month for 6 hours a week of old-time radio. What a deal. What a great way to support this show.
A terrific deal. 800-383-9772. Norman, we're making some progress.
Sounds
We've got
good.
Two calls in so far that have registered on the big board in here. And we're up to, we've got $200 in the bank. So we're doing all right. We know there's some more calls waiting out there. And let's keep it going. We had a nice little flurry of activity, and I'd like to hear it continue. 800-383-9772.
24 more calls. We'll do it during this hour. We'll be going back to Father Knows Best and find out how they deal with their various borrowings and whether it pays to borrow or not by the end of that half hour. We'll know actually in about 15 minutes. And thanks again for calling 1-800-383-9772 or going to the web at WPR.org. Be with us this one time of the year, and we'll be here for you for the rest of the year. And thanks.
Wisconsin Public Radio is a service of the Wisconsin Educational Communications Board and the University of Wisconsin Extension, with additional financial support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and from listeners through the Wisconsin Public Radio Association.
Well, it looks as though Father's campaign against borrowing was pretty much of a mistake. Still, in all, ladies, there are many things about which the man of the house never makes a mistake. And that's especially true of coffee. For your husband is the world's greatest coffee expert. Yes, that man you married is an authority on truly good coffee. Now, it's a fact that more people buy and enjoy Maxwell House coffee than any other brand. And that kind of makes us experts, too. But when you brew the coffee for that man of yours, why, he's the only expert you listen to. And tomorrow, if you'll fill his cup with Maxwell House, we're certain you'll see your husband's biggest smile and hear him say,
"Now that's what I call good coffee."
Yes, that's what you'll hear. In fact, we'll return your money if you don't. The point is, no coffee tastes like Maxwell House because no coffee's made like Maxwell House. That grand, good-to-the-last-drop flavor can come only from one recipe, a recipe that demands certain choice coffees blended just so. And that recipe belongs to Maxwell House alone. That's why I say, serve your husband our Maxwell House. If he doesn't say, best coffee ever, well, simply send us the can, an unused portion, and we'll gladly give you back every penny you paid. Our address is right on every familiar blue tin. Tomorrow, then, put it up to your coffee expert. Let your husband enjoy our Maxwell House coffee. Always good to the last drop.
It's an hour later in the white frame house on Maple Street, and breakfast is a thing of the past. Not so, however, is Father's dilemma. What do you say to a friend to whom you've refused the loan of his own sprayer? It's quite a problem, isn't it? Like this.
Look, Hector, after all, we're only human. I mean, people make mistakes, and, Hector, why not let bygones be bygones? You forget about the sprayer, and I'll forget... Well, what have I got to forget?
Dad.
I am in the den, bud.
I don't want to bust in on anything, Dad, but... Where is he?
Who?
Mr. Smith.
How do I know?
Weren't you just talking to him?
Bud, would I be talking to someone if he wasn't here?
Well, somebody was talking to somebody.
Bud.
Hmm?
Did you want to see me about something?
Oh, you know where Joe's algebra book was? His mother was using it.
Helen Phillips was using an algebra book?
To press flowers.
Oh, I just wondered.
I told you I gave it back to him.
I'm sorry, Bud. I apologize very humbly.
That's okay.
Try to be a little patient with me today. I'm in a spot with Mr. Smith, and I don't know what to do about it.
Want to talk it over with me? You know, man to man?
All right, son. You know what happened.
You mean about the sprayer?
Yes. What would you do in a case like that?
Well, give it back to him.
Naturally, I'm going to give it back to him, but what am I going to say?
Why don't we sneak it into his garage and tell him it was there all the time?
But that isn't honest.
Oh, you want it to be honest.
Of course.
And what's the problem? All you have to do is tell him the truth.
But it sounds so ridiculous.
Well, what difference does that make? You always tell us that nobody can get mad at you if you tell them the truth, don't you?
Thank you, Bud.
Well, that's what you told me when I was...
I mean it, Bud, very sincerely. Sometimes a father gets all tangled up and forgets. It's nice when he has a son who remembers.
What did I do now?
You've got me headed down the right road, that's all. I'll call Mr. Smith right now.
Betty got all straightened out with her girlfriends.
That's fine.
Except Marion Swift loaned the bracelet to her sister, and she won't be back for 2 weeks.
Then how could they straighten it out?
Marion's going to lend Betty some earrings that belong to her sister.
Bud, that's exactly what... Oh, hello? Heck?
Yeah?
This is Jim Anderson.
What do you want?
Heck, I want to apologize. I've had that sprayer in my garage so long, I thought it belonged to me.
Is that so? Well, I bought that sprayer.
I know, Heck. It's yours. I made a mistake. I'm sorry. I apologize. What more can I say? Heck, we've been friends for too many years to let a thing like this come between us, haven't we?
Well, shucks. I didn't care about the old sprayer in the first place. If you need it, just keep it.
Oh, no, Heck. It's your sprayer. I'll dump it in the back of the car and bring it right over.
Dad.
Oh, you don't have to do that, Jim. My car's right out in front. It won't take me 2 minutes.
I put you to enough trouble, pal. You stay right where you are, and I'll bring the sprayer over to you.
Dad.
Well, if you're sure it won't be any trouble.
Of course not. I'll have it there.
Dad.
Just a minute, Heck. Bud, what's the matter with you?
Mom had to go shopping, so she and Betty took the car.
Oh, well. Heck!
Hey, Jim?
If you're sure it won't be any trouble, why don't you drive over and pick it up?
Yeah, I'll be right over.
Okay, pal, I'll be waiting for you.
Yeah.
Bud, suppose you run out to the garage and get the sprayer. Then we'll be ready for Mr. Smith when he gets here.
Okay.
It's hanging on a hook right next to the workbench.
I'll find it.
Well, I guess that takes care of that.
Not borrow. Or lend. 263. I will not.
How are you doing, kitten?
Oh, Daddy, my fingers hurt.
Well, why don't you stop for a while?
Boy, I sure learned a lesson.
That was the general idea, wasn't it?
Do you know it takes twice as long to make a B as an O?
That's what you learn.
And if I don't dot the I or make a period, I save almost a whole second.
You didn't learn anything about not borrowing or lending.
But I didn't put the bicycle in the basement, Daddy. Honest, I didn't.
Kathy, what am I going to do with you? I was just about to tell you to stop.
Dad, it isn't there.
What?
The sprayer's gone.
Well, it can't be. It was hanging right on the hook.
But it isn't, Dad. It's gone.
Now what am I going to do? He'll never believe that I... Bud, go next door to the Davises. I think Mr. Davis borrowed it.
What if he won't give it to me?
He'll have to give it to you. Tell him it isn't mine.
Okay, Dad.
Kathy.
Yes, Daddy?
Do you see what happens when you borrow things? It's nothing but trouble.
How many times do you have to ride it?
We'll go into that later.
Anyway, I didn't get into trouble when I borrowed Patty's bicycle. I got into trouble when I didn't borrow it.
Kathy, bicycles do not float into basements all by themselves. And if you persist in telling... Oh, my gosh, he couldn't have it.
Who couldn't have what?
Mr. Davis just bought a brand new sprayer. He wouldn't have to borrow mine. I mean, Mr. Smith's. Kathy, did you...
Did I what?
George Phillips, that's who it was. Kathy, run across the street to Mr. Phillips and tell him I've got to have that sprayer back. Immediately.
Who's going to write, I will not borrow or lend?
I'll write it for you, but tell Mr. Phillips I've got to have the sprayer.
Okay, Daddy.
Tell him I'll explain the whole thing as soon as I... Well, it can't be Hector. I talked to him 2 minutes ago. Hector!
Hiya, Jim.
What did you do, fly over?
Well, I told you my car was right out in front. What's the matter?
Nothing. Go ahead, Kathy, and tell Mr. Phillips what I told you.
Yes, Daddy. I'll tell him that you told me...
Tell him, not me.
Well, I wanted to tell you...
Goodbye, Kathy.
Goodbye.
Well, how have you been, Hector?
What's the matter, kid? You been working too hard?
Of course not. I was just... How would you like a glass of lemonade?
I don't want any lemonade. Just give me the sprayer.
Greatest lemonade you ever tasted in your life. Come on back to the kitchen.
Jim, I got all those tomato plants laid out, and I gotta
get... It won't take half a minute, Heck. This is the greatest lemonade you ever tasted in your life. It's got a certain... Well, I've had a lot of lemonade in my time, but nothing like this.
Okay, I'll buy a glass.
What a sense of humor. You know, that's what I like about you, Heck. Always ready to laugh and smile.
Jim, all I want you to do
there
is...
There we are. Well, go ahead, Heck. Drink it down.
Okay, here's looking at you.
Happy days.
Hey... It's not bad. Tastes just like, lemonade.
What did I tell you?
Dad.
How about another glass, Heck?
Just give me the sprayer and let me go home.
Go on. You've got to have another glass.
Jim, please.
Dad, Mr. Davis says he has his own sprayer.
That's fine, bud. There you are, Heck. Happy days.
Yeah. Happy days.
And he says if you're through with his cultivator, can he please have it back?
I don't have his cultivator.
He says you borrowed it last October.
I gave it back to him the next... Wait a minute. Now I remember. I was taking it over there, and George Phillips borrowed it from me.
Jim.
Bud, go over to Mr. Phillips and tell him that Mr. Davis needs his cultivator.
But he said that...
Jim.
Heck, how about another glass of lemonade?
I don't want any lemonade. All I want is...
Daddy!
Did you get it, kitten?
Mr. Phillips says he doesn't have it.
Oh, no.
And he says, can he please have his hoe back because it belongs to Mr. Woody.
Jim.
Heck.
Yeah?
Have a glass of lemonade.
Jim, what's going on here? First I get pushed all over the house, and now I can't get anything but lemonade.
Do you want another glass?
No, all I want is my sprayer.
How about Mr. Woody's hoe?
Shall I take it over to Mr. Phillips and get Mr. Davis's cultivator?
I don't know. Heck.
Jim?
Well, we're in the kitchen, honey.
Ask Bud to give us a hand with these bundles.
I'll be right in, Mom.
Hurry up before I drop them.
Well, hang on. I'm coming.
Go ahead, Kathy. You can help, too.
Don't you want me to get Mr. Woody's hoe?
No.
Oh.
Jim, I don't know. Sometimes I wonder whether...
Hector.
What are you doing over here?
What am I doing? I'm drinking lemonade.
Well, that's a fine thing. Elizabeth said you were going to set out all those tomato plants.
Honey.
Look, Margaret, don't you think I'm having enough trouble?
Hector, I can explain the whole thing up to a point.
All I want is my sprayer. That's all I want.
Why, Hector, Betty and I dropped it off at your house on our way to the market.
Oh, no.
You know, when you buy coffee this weekend, there's only one way to get the most for your money, and that's to choose the coffee with the most flavor. Now, your grocer carries one coffee, our Maxwell House, that's famous above all others for flavor. And you'll know why first time you serve Maxwell House to the world's greatest coffee expert, your husband. Yes, ma'am, when he beams and says, "Best coffee ever," you'll know it's Maxwell House for flavor. Then just make a note of all the truly good cups of coffee you get from each pound. You'll find that penny for penny, Maxwell House is today's coffee buy. So tomorrow, for the most in flavor for your money, take home the familiar blue tin with the big white cup and drop. That's Maxwell House coffee. Always good to the last drop.
Now it's dinner time in the Anderson household, and everything is pretty much under control, considering, of course, that it's the Andersons. Like this.
May I have my coffee, please?
Of course, dear. Ethel Davis was simply horrified when I told her about Patty's bicycle.
Patty broke it herself, and she hid it in our basement. What'd she do that for? So she wouldn't get spanked.
That's great. After you had to ride, I will not borrow.
Oh, I didn't mind. I learned a lot. And anyway, Daddy gave me a quarter.
Margaret.
Here you are, dear.
Thank you.
Father, the girls finally got everything all straightened out.
Good.
We're just going to keep the things we've got.
Fine. Say, I meant to tell you about this. Look, honey. Here's a new booklet on highway safety, and it's full of the most amazing things. Listen to this. More than half of the pedestrians killed by motor vehicles last year were either violating a traffic law or committing an unsafe act. What do you think of that?
I think it's awful.
And listen to this. Nearly 9,000 pedestrians were killed in motor vehicle accidents in 1950. An average of 24 pedestrian deaths a day.
How horrible.
And most of them were killed by crossing streets between intersections. That's the most dangerous pedestrian act there is.
Jim, where did you get that book?
Oh, I borrowed it from... May I have the cream and sugar, please?
Yes, Father, dear.
Thank you.
Hurry, hurry, hurry. Step right up today for brand new Crinkles. Candy-kissed rice, it's twice as nice. Crinkles, the sensational new sugar-coated rice cereal. Yes, sir, the whole family will have a circus eating Crinkles, because candy-kissed rice is twice as nice. Just add milk or cream and eat. No sugar needed. Crinkles are the quick energy treat for snack time, too. Crinkles, the newest Post cereal. Get candy-kissed rice Crinkles today at your grocer. Hurry, 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 hurry.
Join us again next week when we'll be back with Father Knows Best, starring Robert Young as Jim Anderson, with Roy Bargy and the Maxwell House Orchestra. In our cast were Ted Donaldson as Bud, June Whitley, Rhoda Williams, Norma Jean Nilsson, Herb Bygren, and yours truly, Bill Foreman. So until next Thursday, good night and good luck from the makers of Maxwell House, America's favorite brand of coffee. Always good to the last drop. Father Knows Best was transcribed in Hollywood and written by Ed James. Now stay tuned in for Dragnet, which follows immediately over most of these stations.
Father Knows Best from April 5th, 1951, with It Pays to Borrow. And back with more old-time radio drama, and you can be part of it, remember, this Saturday night, here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. All right, well, that, you know, that's a good sound right there. I believe I just heard a phone call as soon as we listened back into Pledge Central. Somebody calling in, I hope, and supporting old-time radio drama this Saturday night at 1-800-383-9772, or on the web, perhaps, silently, for now at least, at WPR.org. I'm Norman Gilliland with you each Saturday and Sunday night throughout the year. Gene Purcell turns up occasionally, sort of a harbinger of unfinished business.
I'm always a harbinger. People are, you're always asking me for money.
Yes, but you know, you're so good at it, and you know what it's all about. You know, as a listener to old-time radio, that the money is important just once a year from you, and each call counts, whatever the amount. When you call 1-800-383-9772, we'll be hearing from the Bickersons in a little while and hope that we'll hear from you first. And a pledge in any amount really does move things along and will make this drive shorter.
It will indeed, because right now, if you look at a calendar, our May pledge drive is scheduled to go until next Wednesday. And you know, Wednesday is a great day to end a pledge drive on. But if we reach our goal, it could end on Tuesday, or it could end on Monday, or it could end on Sunday. And that result will be up to you, because every single call we get will shorten the drive, and when we make our overall goal, the drive is over. So it's really in your hands. You can support Old Time Radio, and you can shorten up the pledge drive at the exact same time, as simply as dialing the phone and making a call at 800-383-9772. And we've had one new caller tonight, and that is always terrific, a new member to Wisconsin Public Radio. But if it's time to renew, you might want to think about that for a second. Has it been a year? I'm always a little fuzzy on these things.
Yes, hard to keep up with, but they'll be straight with you back there in Pledge Central.
They'll be straight with you. So if the leaves were just starting to come out last year, it's probably been about a year.
Or it could have been two. You never know. In any event, it's very fast, friendly process. You can hear them back there in Pledge Central. They are really waiting to hear from you. Our next couple of calls will put us at the $1,000 mark, and that will be a milestone as we move toward the Bickersons and 9 o'clock hour. Call 1-800-383-9772 so that we can be here for you in the year to come with another 51 weeks of old-time radio. It's more than anything else, your call really is casting a vote for old-time radio. And, you know, why do people listen to old-time radio? Well, each person, of course, has his or her own reasons, but some of the reasons most likely are, of course, they just love to hear those voices and those radio dramas or plays and stories. I mean, everybody likes a good story. So it could be that. At the same time, there's a lot of both explicit and implicit history in listening to old-time radio shows. Sure, you find out, you know, what happened during World War II and that kind of thing, but you also learn a lot, by the way, in some of the announcements, some of the advertising, and even in some of the storylines. You learn a lot about attitudes of the times, for better or worse. They were different times.
Yeah, they were different times, and the historical impact or the historical things that you've spoken of are a real interest to me, and I like it's almost like a time machine. You
it
know,
is.
You kind of go back, and you can't exactly put yourself there, but it does take you a step closer in a way that modern radio drama just can't do. It's different.
It's a different sound, and it's, I would say, virtually impossible to recreate.
You can help keep those recreations coming by making a call at 800-383-9772, or you can also pledge online at WPR.org. It's quiet, doesn't make the phones ring, but it does save us some paperwork here and saves us a little bit of money as well.
And it furthers the cause.
It furthers the cause.
Old-time radio on a Saturday night when you go to the web at WPR.org. And I will mention again that member card that you get at the $120 level and up, all pledges from $120 and up, and that's only $10 a month after all. And you get the member card And what you get with that is two-for-one dining at more than 250 places around the state of Wisconsin. So if you buy one, the other main course of equal or lesser value is free, and that does take a bite out of your bill at the end of a meal. And there are more than 250 of these places you can go to, so it doesn't take much math to figure out you get your $120 back very quickly, have a good time doing it, and you, like the old time radio, can have the glow for the year to come, knowing that you have supported this program. But whether it's $120 and up or any other amount, what you can afford, what you can give is welcome. And we've had, you know, from five on up to $500.
800-383-9772. And we have had pledges in the range from $5 to $500, and any amount is welcome. And all of the pledges are appreciated. Everything that you give, all the financial support that comes our way here at Wisconsin Public Radio, keeps programs like Old Time Radio financially sound. And that's important because Wisconsin Public Radio is financially stable right now because of listeners like you who have taken the time, who have taken just a few minutes of their time to make a financial donation to Wisconsin Public Radio at 800-383-9772. You're willing to pay for things you value. Well, what's the value of old-time radio? What's it mean to you and your family as you listen on a Saturday night? What's it worth to you to have this come your way for 3 hours every Saturday night and then again on Sunday? And I dare say, it could be worth quite a chunk of change, but give what you will. If you've got $50, that's great. $120, that's great.
It all moves us toward
that
goal.
Moves us. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I hope that you'll take the initiative there. In the next few minutes would be the best time to do it. Yet to come tonight, Escape from 1949, The Green Hornet from 1946, and Dimension X with a premise built upon a very famous, actually probably the shortest science fiction story ever, and they don't get much shorter than one line. And maybe you've heard of this one, Gene, the last man on Earth sat alone in a room.
Okay.
We'll give you the other line to that maybe after we've heard from the Bickersons, but we hope to hear from you too at 1-800-383-9772. It really means a lot when you cast your vote for old time radio and you're listening to the radio on Saturday and Sunday nights. What's going to be there depends on you and whether you call or go to the web at WPR.org. Speaking of going places, I think the Bickersons are planning to go to Las Vegas, and we'll see how far they get with that as Don Ameche and Francis Langford star.